The city of Seattle still doesn't have a men's basketball team yet, but the fight over a proposed arena continues. The State Court of Appeals upheld a decision to dismiss a lawsuit by the longshoremen over the proposed site for a new basketball arena in Soto. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
The longshoremen argued that an environmental review should have happened before the city entered into an agreement with arena investor Chris Hansen. However, the appeals court ruled the city of Seattle and the county's memorandum of understanding with Hansen did not constitute final approval. In essence, the court wrote, there was no action as of yet to challenge. Attorney Peter Goldman argued the appeal for the union that represents the longshoremen. He admits it was a difficult case. Still, he says it was important. He says the agreement between the city and Hansen unfairly stacked the deck in favor of the proposed site.
We stand by that position. We still fear that too many important decisions have been made for the city and the county to maintain an open mind about other locations.
Goldman says the union will continue to raise objections regarding the environmental impacts of the arena's proposed location south of Safeco Field. In May, the city lost a bid to acquire the Sacramento Kings. In the meantime, a draft version of the environmental impact statement was released last month. A public hearing is scheduled for Tuesday night at City Hall. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.